Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 432, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. God Jehovah reigns, his are all domains. Tremble at his word, peoples who have heard of the power of him who mid cherubim his great throne has taken. Let the earth be shaken. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 432.
Thank you. The portion of God's word that we wish to read this evening, you can find recorded in the book of Psalms and thereof Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty God, who has descended into the heavens and who does sit, as we have considered, upon the right hand of power, we may attempt to draw nigh unto thee in this evening hour on a day wherein we may commemorate thy exaltation, that thou hast left this world, that thou hast taken a place in thy great power, that thou hast received it from the hand of thy Father. Lord, wilt thou give to us so to draw nigh to thee, as truly him that does sit on the right hand of power. For we have considered in all the months that have gone by thy great humiliation, how that thou hast come into this world, that thou hast taken upon thyself our nature, and that thou hast come as if that thou wast a sinner, that thou hast taken upon thyself the shame, that thou hast taken upon thyself the burden of the guilt of the sin of thy church, hast borne it in this world, hast suffered and died for it, being condemned unrighteously by an earthly judge, but righteously by thy own Father. Lord, then we have heard how that thou hast given it even unto death, but thou hast also arisen from the dead, so that we may consider together thy exaltation, and that it is a matter of great joy for thy church, as it was for thy disciples of old. Then all things had been for them also in the grave. But when thou didst arise and show and reveal thyself, then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. O Lord, that thou wouldst make it so also in the life of thy people, in the days in which we live. For it also must be experienced within our own hearts. And it goes through a way of trial, of difficulty, of suffering, and even of death itself. For all that is of ourselves must be put away. We must decrease in order that thou mayest increase. Oh, that thou may cut us off from everything that we can hope upon. That is in the flesh and that comes from the side of a man. And that thou may open our eyes for thy blessed and thy dear Son. All that he has done in that mediatorial work. And that thou would open unto thy church also something of the further benefits that are given unto them. For thou dost also receive thy church in the way of the adoption of children, so that thou givest also that ability to them to say, my Father and my God, and that thou dost say unto them, I am thy God, O Lord, that thou may give in the hearts of thy people a desire, that they may know something of that blessed assurance of the forgiveness of their sins. Oh, that they may be given also to exalt thee, and that thou may receive all the honor and all the glory. And could it please thee also from the right hand of power to guide all things in the way of thy providence. Oh, that we may be given to know that thou livest, and when thou dost send forth, even as we have sung together, when thou dost send forth thy Holy Spirit, and when thou dost in thy grace grant new hearts unto men, and when thou dost give them to feel something of that power in the resurrection from the dead, that we might live with our children. O Lord, thou knowest that from our side that we have no power. It must be lived out in the experience of thy people in order that they may look alone unto thee. O that thou may so bless us with the consequences of all of thy work. We suffer the consequences of all of our own sin. But, oh, that we may know something by experience of the fruits of thy mediatorial sufferings and of thy exaltation. Oh, that thou may give that new ones, both young and old, even those that have a hard, hard heart. Oh, it is no different with any one of us. But wilt thou give us to know that power? And that it may be broken to pieces even in this evening hour. And that we might have to cry out, carry me out of the battle, for I am sore wounded. O Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. From our side it is such an impossibility. But wilt thou give also to thy people that faith to believe in thee? Wilt thou give the experience also in their own hearts, that they may cry out for the sake of the rest of the visible church, that there may be much prayer unto thee at the right hand of thy Father? For we have also read it together. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance. Oh, then thou art free to ask it of thy Father, that thou may receive an inheritance also from among us and from our children. Oh, Lord, could it please thee then to beseech it of thy Father, that he may give us and our children also unto thee, that we may be part of that blessed church, that may be raised out of that spiritual death. Oh, the depth of our fall, and to be brought into that spiritual life that may exalt and magnify the name of the triune God forever and forever. Oh, do it, Lord, then, for the sake of thy great and holy name. The angels did rejoice in thy humiliation. The angels did rejoice in thy exaltation. Oh, then there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Wilt thou then do it for thy great name's sake? Oh, that the heavens may ring with the singing and with the rejoicing, when there may be true repentance found among us and among our children, a weeping while it is still called today. Look upon young and old together. Remember those that mourn in a special way. Wilt thou supply for them in their need? Remember on the day of tomorrow, when they will have to lay the mortal remains of a beloved father, grandfather, and great-grandfather in the bosom of the earth. O Lord, that thou would be on their right and on their left hand. Wilt thou bless also and sanctify this way unto each and every one of them and us? Do bring thy word to the heart of those whom to whom that word is not brought unto in all this world, that thou would send forth also thy servants, commanding from that right hand of thy Father, that thou would send them into all the world, that thy kingdom may come and that thy will may be done. And may it be also in the midst of us as a denomination. Remember thou then the curatorium that hopes to meet in the coming weeks, that thou thyself would be among us. Oh, do give to us men who may stand yet before us. Do give yet wisdom and discretion. And could it please thee to gladden us by thy deeds? Remember the students and those that are upon the mission fields and that do the labors and that learn for the labors. Remember them in all their circumstances. Lord, that thou may go before our school in all of its needs. It is all laid before thee also on the evening of yesterday. And thou knowest all the wiles of the prince of darkness. But there thou art also over him. For thou art on the right hand of power. Oh, that we may be given to experience this also in the circumstances wherein that we are brought. And that thou wouldst deliver us as thou alone art able to do. And wilt thou look upon us in this evening hour? And wilt thou supply what is necessary to bring thy word? Strength for the body and the ability to lay it out in a clear way. And may it be a burning in our heart for the souls of our fellow men. Give us ears to hear and hearts to understand. Be thou in the midst of us, in mercy as one that serveth. We ask it in the forgiveness of all that is sinful, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing some from Psalter 418. Stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Praise the Lord, ye lands. Nations, clap your hands. Shout aloud to God. Spread his fame abroad. And what follows, and the extra collection today, that is for the Synodical Education Committee. Psalter 418, all the stanzas. Thank you. beloved congregation, it is in the providence of the Lord that in the past several Lord's days on the Sabbath day, that we have considered the ascension and the sitting at the right hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is therefore not necessary for us to at this time make a repetition of the facts of his ascension, but it does enable us to continue somewhat with an explanation of the fruits of that ascension for the sake of his church. And this we wish to do out of the portion which we had begun to speak of last Sabbath day in Matthew 28. Matthew 28, therefore, the 18th verse we wish to speak about, especially in this evening hour. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So far, the words of our text. And we have begun to speak about the institution of the Christian ministry. We heard of the divine commission. Second, we had said that we had hoped to say something also about a comforting assurance. Thus, for this evening, a comforting assurance for the Christian ministry. First, for those who are sent, and second, for those to whom they are sent. A comforting assurance for the Christian ministry, first, to whom, for those who are sent, and second, for those to whom that they are sent. Thus we have heard the divine commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What kind of a task has this been seen to be by the disciples who were sent? What more daunting task can be imagined? In the first place, because there are here but 11 disciples who are sent out by the Lord Jesus Christ. And they are sent, the Lord Jesus says, not only now to his people in Jerusalem, but they are sent, we read, unto all the nations in the world. Thus, where shall they begin with such a task as this, with just 11 men? In the second place, the Lord Jesus has said in his teachings that except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And thus, who were the disciples to effect such a thing as a new birth? Our fathers, they say that is a new creation, a resurrection of the dead, which God works in us without our aid. Thus, the disciples have to go out to all nations, and it is a people who are dead. They are lying as a corpse, we read in the Word of God, dead in trespasses and sins, so that there is nothing that is living in all the hearts of the world, that is ready to receive the message of the apostles. But there is more even than this. There is more even than a spiritual death. Because we know that in a natural way, man, he is actually alive. And that life that man is living by nature is a life that is in active rebellion against the Lord. Thus, there is not only a neutrality that they cannot choose one way or the other. No, but there is a hatred. There is an enmity. Christ himself calls Satan the prince of this world. And we do not have to look very far to see the truth of this. But Satan was Adam's choice over the Lord. And Satan is the choice of all of Adam's posterity also over the Lord. Thus we can see the evidence of this in all the nations of the world. And we can feel the evidence of this enmity and the choosing of the world and that which is of the prince of this world. We feel the evidences of this within our own hearts. Or is it different? Children, who do you choose? Do you choose the prince of the world? Or do you find a choice in your heart, a choice that is for the Lord? Satan, he is the enemy of Christ. Satan is the enemy also of the church of Christ. Thus, for the disciples, when they are going to go out into all nations, and they are going to attempt to convert these nations, then it is no less than to try to overturn the very kingdom of the devil, the very kingdom of Satan itself. That is nothing that is to be spoken lightly of, because the power of Satan, that is very, very great. Do you ever feel something of that power within your own heart? That is the hardness of that heart, that it is not able just to be broken. This is not something that the disciples would be able to do just by the mere power of human persuasion. In the fourth place, Christ, he is also the crucified king. That is, he had come in the way of his humiliation. The Jewish people, they were ashamed of him. Therefore, they cried out, "We have no king but Caesar." They have cried this out in their pride. Pride was the first of sins. It was the lifting up of the angels, the fallen angels. It was the lifting up against the Lord, for which that they have been cast out of that holy place. And it was also Adam's choice when he desired, as Satan has tempted him, to be his own God, that the Lord has also cast him out of that holy place of paradise. Pride, that first sin. And now to worship a humiliated king, that is not the desire of the heart of the fallen man. How would the disciples convert such a world unto such a king? Because that is against every natural inclination that is living within us. In the fifth place, what does the Lord Jesus say? He says it is through much tribulation that we must enter into the kingdom of God. What do you think, young people? When the disciples would go out into all the nations, and they would speak of that way that the Lord, He is going to lead His people, and that it is a way that it is through much tribulation. Well, you can say what lives in your own heart. What is there in our flesh that is going out in inclinations after such a way? There is nothing. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. The Lord said to Gideon, go in this thy might, and thou shalt deliver Israel out of the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Gideon replied to the Lord. He said, wherewith shall I save Israel? My family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in all my father's house. What did the Lord say to him? He said, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Surely I will be with thee. That was the only hope, the only expectation of Gideon. Without this, it was impossible for him to take up the task that the Lord has laid upon his shoulders. So it was also with the disciples. Before the Lord gives to them this command, to say to them, go forth into all the world, the Lord prefaces it with what? With an encouragement, with a comfort, with the basis for which they are, with which they are able to go out in obedience to His command. What is that comfort? What is that encouragement? That is, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Christ was God from eternity. What does it say, children? In the beginning of the Bible, then it says, let us make man in our image. Who made man? It is us. And who is that us? That is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That is the creation that is attributed in a special way unto the Father. But the creation that is yet the work of the divine Trinity. Thus, Christ had all that power as God even from eternity. But now Christ speaks about a power, he says, which is given unto him. All power is given unto me. Thus, in what way did Christ receive power? That is, he received power he received power as the mediator. Thus, this power that was given unto him had to do with the application of the work that he had just declared was accomplished, was finished. The mediatorial work, that being complete, there was but one more work that had to be done, and that was the gathering of his church. And it is concerning this work that Christ declares to his disciples that he has received power from his Father. Thus, the disciples, they were but instruments in the hands of Christ. They were but the ministers of Christ, that they may gather in his own church, that he may receive that inheritance that was promised unto him from his Father. This is the greatest comfort. This is the greatest strength. This is the greatest encouragement for the disciples of Christ. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. What is power? Young people, what is power? You learned that in science class, what power is. Power, that is the ability, you will say, to do work. That is right. Power, that is the ability to accomplish something. Thus, when Christ, he says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, he says, I have now received the power to accomplish something, everything, all power. It is a delegated power. He says that power that is given unto me. Thus, it is a power that he has received from his Father, in order that he may accomplish a work that is otherwise impossible. That is that work of the gathering of his people. Because all the forces of Satan, they were used in the temptation of Adam to make him fall. And all the forces of Satan, you can be sure, they are exerted for the retaining of whom he has received in the fall. The Satan, he is not just ready to let that people go, but he is using every means in his hand that he may keep that people as his own subjects. And now what does Christ say? He says, despite the powers of death, despite the powers of hell, despite the powers of unbelief, despite the powers of Satan, of sin, of the world, despite the powers of rebellion, despite the powers of a perverse will, the Lord says, I am going to gather my people. Thus, the disciples, they may go forth with this expectation. It is an expectation of fruit upon all of their feeble labors. And that is the way they experienced it. Infant lips thou dost ordain, wrath and vengeance to restrain. Weakest means fulfill thy will, mighty enemies to still. That is what the disciples experienced in the time that was before them. Moses, he said, I am not eloquent. I am slow of speech. I am of a slow tongue. What had eloquence to do with the deliverance of the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt? Was eloquence able to break the heart of Pharaoh? 10 plagues could not break the heart of Pharaoh. Eloquence could not break the heart of Pharaoh either. And eloquence and human persuasion that does not break the heart of any man in this whole world. And yet, by Jeremiah, the Lord says, they shall come. He says, they shall come with weeping and with supplications. I will lead them. There is no question about it. He says, they shall come. Why? How? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Even such a man as a Saul of Tarsus, in his hatred, in his rebellion against the Lord, does that live in your heart? Even such a man, even such a Pharisee, by the power of Christ given unto him, he even shall be gathered. The divine power of Christ that was largely hidden in the time of his humiliation. It was, as it were, hidden behind a veil. It appeared from time to time, especially in the miracles of the Lord Jesus, and it is by those miracles that that Jewish nation, they had no excuse. But the disciples, they believed that the Lord Jesus was the Son of God. They had seen his wonders, and they were looking. They were only looking for the time. When shall that be that he is going to take up that throne and he is going to sit on the throne of his earthly kingdom? But he never did. Every time that the disciples, they were expecting it again, and they have seen him multiply the bread, and they have seen him cast out the devils, and every time again, the disciples, they were disappointed. But after Christ rose from the dead, Christ assures his disciples that he has now entered into a different state. It is the state of his exaltation. He assures them, he said, now is the time that my kingship shall become evident. It shall become manifest. It shall become known throughout all the world. All power is given unto me, that is, as king of my church, in heaven and in earth. The disciples still did not understand it, because we can read in Acts 1 that they are, even immediately before his ascension, they are asking him, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom unto Israel? Thus they did not understand it, but it was not long before they understood. Because in the ascension of the Lord, then we can read that the disciples, they went back from that place with joyful hearts. And it is in the ascension that the disciples, they learned that that kingdom was never going to be restored unto that people in an earthly way. Pentecost Peter said, he is at the right hand of God exalted. And he quotes David, and when he says that the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Thus there was a receiving by the disciples in that time, under the instruction of the Lord Jesus, not only but especially in his ascension, that he would not sit upon an earthly throne because he has taken a heavenly throne. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Thus, an assurance, a comforting assurance for those who are given a divine commission, for those who are sent. But now also a comforting assurance to those to whom that those disciples are sent. But let us sing first from Psalter number 50. Come ye that fear Jehovah, ye saints, your voices raise. Come, stand in awe before him and sing his glorious praise. And what follows, all the stanzas of Psalter 50. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Where was that dry land, that thirsty land that was in the wilderness of Judah? That was David. You know what? He missed children. He missed the house of the Lord. Do you sometimes miss the house of the Lord too? What did David say? My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh crieth for thee. To see, he says, thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, to see thy power. Power. Power is what the church needs. They need to feel it. What is power? He said that is the ability to accomplish something. And the church that has something that needs to be accomplished. That is not so with the hypocrite. He has nothing that needs to be accomplished. He has a desire to put on a face in front of other people, as if he were one of God's people. But Paul, he says he has a form of godliness, but he denies the power thereof. If we were to ask you tonight, what do you need to be accomplished? The Lord came, children, to Solomon, and said, ask what I shall give thee. What would you say? What do you need to be accomplished? Is there something that you cannot accomplish? Because if we can accomplish it, we do it. And then we don't need any other power to accomplish it for us. There are, young people, so many people in the world that have the name of Christ upon their lips, but when you speak to them, they have nothing that needs to be accomplished. We do not need Him to accomplish something for us that we cannot do for ourselves. What comfort is it that all power is given unto Him in heaven and in earth? The power of Christ that is felt and that is experienced when the Spirit of the Lord, He is revealing Christ to the soul in connection with those things that the soul needs to be accomplished. In connection, always. That is the room that the Spirit is making for the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is it that they need accomplished? That is, in the first place, reconciliation. Do you feel your need for this? The church is first trying to accomplish reconciliation with their own power. What is the teaching of the Spirit of the Lord? That is to show them their weakness. That is to show them how great that their sins and their miseries are. the total corruption of their heart that is to convince them that they are without their own power. Thus, the needs of that people, they are then growing. What does David say? He says, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." What does he need? He needs to be forgiven. To be forgiven. There is no place for that people to go with their guilt. Can you take that guilt, young people, can you take guilt off your own conscience? That is not possible. Paul, he says, "Oh, wretched man that I am." The instruction of the Spirit of the Lord that was to show to him his weakness under the power of sin. The corruption of his heart, the ability to put away that sin. "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." David spoke about seeing. He says, to see thy power. To behold thy power. That is, that I may have a view of it. That I may have a perception of thy power. It is a wonder already if a soul may have a view, just a view, of the power of Christ, the mediatorial powers of Christ. That is, yet even not to be able to say that they are a recipient of those powers, but first comes the sight of that power, the revelation of that power. Because when the Spirit reveals that power, then Christ, he is endeared to that soul. Then they begin to love him. Then they need him. Then they see that he is the only one. "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Then their heart that begins to go out after him whom they do not have. The Holy Spirit, he is revealing the mediatorial powers to the souls of that people in order that faith may behold those powers and seek for him for the needs that their soul is experiencing, that he may be the solution to the need of their souls when they are without power, without strength. "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." In heaven, that is something. Power in heaven. Power with God. With the Father. That is power in the heavenly court. Power with the judge. Boys and girls, why? Tell me. Why did Mordecai send Esther into King Ahasuerus? That Jewish people, they lay under the sentence of death. Say, "Mordecai, go in yourself." Mordecai wouldn't go. Mordecai sent in Esther. Why? You will say, Esther, she had power in the court. What gave her that power? That was her relation. To whom was she related? There were two relations. She was related to the king, and she was related to that Jewish people. Mordecai, he had told her originally not to reveal her people. But now, she reveals it. Why? Why should she reveal it now? Because that gave her power with the king concerning the people. The king loved Esther. And Esther's people, that is her relation. Christ, he has ascended into heaven. How? What did he take with him, children? What did he take with him? He did not come with it, but he went back with it. What? Human nature. A relation. A relation. He was the Son of God before he came. But when he went back into heaven, he was also the Son of Man. And this double relation that does give to Christ a great power in the court of heaven. What does he say? He says, all power is given unto me in heaven. And in the revelations of that mediator, faith that is beholding that power of that mediator to intercede with his Father, it may behold that power. It may see that power. It is the Father whom that people have left. It is the Father whom that people desire to be reconciled unto. And now they may behold in that mediator that great power of intercession as the Son of God, as the Son of Man. In the revelations of that mediator, then faith is beholding the power of that shed blood. It is tasting that power. How that Father, he is not able to say nay unto his own Son. The demanding power of that shed blood. The complete fulfillment of the justice of God, the demands of the judge, then the Lord is opening something, he is revealing something of the reconciling power of that blood between such as they are and that holy and that righteous God, the satisfaction of the Father, the power of that blood to accomplish something. To accomplish the favor of the Lord, to accomplish that reconciliation, to accomplish the communion of the Lord with his own people. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Not only in heaven, but also upon the earth. Because the church, they have power, that is, they need power in heaven, because where does the forgiveness of sin take place? That takes place in the court. That is taking place as a declaration of the Father. But that people, they need more than the forgiveness of their sins. Is that all we need to be forgiven? If sin is a burden, truly, if sin is a grief, truly, then we need more than forgiveness. Then we need also to be delivered from it. To be delivered from that carnal and that worldly heart. That I may be truly a spiritual-minded man with a conversation that is in heaven. Now ask the Lord's people if they are able to accomplish this. All power is given unto me in earth. David says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according unto thy word. David's prayer, that was a prayer of faith. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Make me a new man, that I sin not. Sanctification that belongs to the power of Christ on the earth. And when faith may behold this, that all power is given to him in the heavens, but also on the earth, then all the needs of that soul, they are going out to him, that he may accomplish all that they lack. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. We read that Saul, he sent and he watched the house of David to kill him. Humanly speaking, David could not live. All the forces of the army, they are against him. You know what David says? He says, I will sing of thy power. I will sing of thy power. Was he delivered yet? No. But he had a view of it. He saw it. And when he may see it, then faith that goes out to him for the application of that power. And David already may sing of it. If the Spirit of the Lord may ever reveal something in your need of that power, then with David, you will sing of it. Faith beholds that power above everything that is able to destroy our soul. We don't say you can embrace it. We do not say that you can call it your own. We do not say that you will feel to be out of danger. But just to see it, just to behold it, just to have it revealed for a moment, that you may see that power over everything that overpowers you, then you will sing of it. And your soul, that shall have no rest until you may also be the recipient of it. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Congregation, what is your need? Do you have a need? Or is all our religion form and custom? That is so. Ask the Lord for power. Ask him for power. That you may feel something of your need. Are there those that feel that need? That need for reconciliation? That need for forgiveness? that need for justification, that need for redemption, that need for sanctification? Have you no power? How do you know you have no power? How did you learn that you have no power? That in your mind, taught to you from your childhood on? Or is that something that is that you have wept over? Is that something that has been taught to you, your weakness, the impossibility? Is it impossible? And why? Because you have no power? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. If God be for us, who can be against us? If the power of Christ may be for us, then all power in heaven and in earth, that is for us. Is there not another side? If he be against us, who can be for us? If Christ be against us, that means that all power in heaven and earth, that is all against us. Oh, who then? Who shall be able to stand in that day? Kiss the Son, David says. Kiss the Son. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way, when his wrath that is kindled but a little. But blessed be all those who put their trust in him. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou give us to know that thou art on the right hand of power? We have a religion. We come and go from the place of the holy. Oh, that we may also not miss the application and the power in our own soul. Give us to know who and what we are before thee. And give us to know who that thou art for a wretched and a miserable creature. And wilt thou humble us all under all thy gifts, also that we may by thy commission be given to come under such a word, such a preaching. Wilt thou look upon her that has also been in and out of the hospital for procedures. We may see her in our midst even in this evening. O Lord, that thou may humble her heart also before thee and give a solution in the minds of the doctors. And wilt thou make all things well? Help us in the day of tomorrow. Be with the family. Be with us to bring for a moment thy word. Give us a good rest in this evening, meditations upon thee, the forgiveness of all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. 397, 1, 4, 5, and 7. O Lord, thou art my God and King, and I will ever bless thy name. I will extol thee every day, and evermore thy praise proclaim. 1, 4, 5, and 7 of Psalter 397. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.